It's about others and not about the self. So it's not just me feeling what you feel or walking in your shoes, but it's me imagining your perspectives from your point of view. That's cognitive empathy. And then feeling care and concern and compassion for you. That's emotional empathy. There's research showing that there's a strong genetic component. So there are some babies, you know, that are born with just more capacity early on. About half of our empathic capacity is genetic. But there's lots of research also showing that we can learn it. We learn it from parents, schools, friends, teachers, you know, our culture, whatever's happening in our environment.